Songs of Chapter 5. I have come into my garden, my sister, my spouse. I have gathered my myrrh with my spice. I have eaten my honeycomb with my honey. I have drunk my wine with my milk. Eat, O friends, drink, yea, drink abundantly, O beloved. I sleep, but my heart wakes. It is the voice of my beloved that knocks, saying, open to me, my sister, my love, my dove, my perfect one, for my head is filled with dew, and my locks with the drops of the night. I have put off my robe, how shall I put it on? I have washed my feet, how could I soil them? My beloved put in his hand by the latch of the door, and my heart was thrilled for him. I rose up to open to my beloved, and my hands dripped with myrrh, and my fingers with sweet-smelling myrrh, upon the handles of the lock. I opened to my beloved, but my beloved had withdrawn himself, and was gone. My soul failed when he spoke. I sought him, but I could not find him. I called him, but he gave me no answer. The watchman that went about the city found me. They struck me. They wounded me. The keepers of the walls took away my veil from me. I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, if you find my beloved, that you tell him that I am sick with love. What is your beloved more than another beloved, O you fairest among women? What is your beloved more than another beloved, that you so charge us? My beloved is white and ruddy, the chiefest among 10,000. His head is as the most fine gold, his locks are wavy, and black as a raven. His eyes are like doves by the rivers of waters, washed with milk, and finely set. His cheeks are like a bed of spices, like sweet flowers, his lips like lilies, dripping sweet-smelling myrrh. His arms are as rounded gold set with beryl, his body is as carved ivory overlaid with sapphires. His legs are pillars of marble, set upon bases of fine gold, his countenance is as Lebanon, excellent as the cedars. His mouth is most sweet, yea, he is altogether lovely. This is my beloved, and this is my friend, O daughters of Jerusalem.